For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And this week, wow, what a busy week from Curtain Up to Tina Fey. Mean Girls happening all about us, all at the same time.
It's wild. And your voice sounds a little as if you've been out with the theatre crowd night after night.
Pushing, right? Yeah, a lot of talk, I guess.
Burning the candle at both ends. Well,
though I think I'm the only person in town who did not interact with Tina Fey. Everyone, I found out where she had her hair done, where she was staying the hotel where she bought a meatball hoagie, and everybody said that she was absolutely lovely.
And apparently her husband said the same thing as far as public interaction. She's very open to chat, autograph, selfie.
She will do a selfie, yes. And people are wondering why it took so long for press. I think that people just assume that press goes on the opening night, but there is a press night, which was Wednesday, so we get in to see it rather late, and then it's gone after tonight. So
right, one more show tonight at 8, then
here and out. We're kind of the practice city. We are, through the new New York State tax arrangement for these shows, which always used to premiere in the South, they now have been doing their tech in upstate New York cities, Utica, Schenectady, Buffalo, and so on. And so the cast rehearses for a few weeks in New York. The set gets loaded in here. They tech it here. They do the technical rehearsals here. It opens here. So they're not really eager for the critical response here. That this is the launching pad, and then they will head out across the country.
Wait a minute. They're not waiting for theater talk before they move on to the next town?
Believe it or not.
Shocked.
Okay, so Mean Girls. And then you and I have been like ping pong balls in a dozen directions.
We have, but I have yet to get over to Ujima Theater Company, their new theater space, which is lovely, to see a play by a playwright I just adore, Dominic Morisseau. It's Pipeline.
Pipeline, which I think BFO listeners have become well familiar this week with the term pipeline, if they weren't before. It refers to that pipeline, education to prison. And this is a play, predictably from that title, about an African-American mother and her son. She's arranged for him to attend a pricey private boarding school where things do not quite go as planned. And I tell you, it was really gratifying to head over there onto the west side to see Ujima back. Ujima has been one of the venerable institutions, one of the vanguard of small independent theaters that were on the rise as studio-oriented theater was on the descent. Really a major player, a theater that has sent work to New York, a theater that had, for a time, a national reputation. And it's wonderful to see them back in a beautiful theater and on the rise. And to see Lorna C. Hill back in her element, to see her fully in the game after Ujima had been floundering with the issue with Theater Loft and the roof and all of that.
I know they're running on all 8 cylinders. When we last saw Passing Strange, wow, everybody on stage, fully committed. It's very exciting over there.
And Pipeline, you can see Pipeline through October the 13th. It's pretty easy to find the theater. Set your little GPS, lots of parking on the street, a little parking lot out front. And it's very nice.
Well, here's something kind of cute. It wasn't planned this way, but there's a mini Neil Simon Festival happening, and all 3 plays close this weekend.
So we've got Lost in Yonkers over at Desiderio's and Rumors at Lancaster Opera House.
And The Prisoner of Second Avenue up at the Keenan Center.
Up at Keenan Center. Yeah, are you sure he didn't write anything else that's up and running at the moment? You
know, well, yeah. With all those Neil Simon plays out there, well, it could happen.
So if you are not going to be seeing Mean Girls tonight, which is its last performance locally, there's still plenty else to see, including a number of other musicals set in high schools. Hairspray.
It's the talk of the town.
People are loving Hairspray. And that's over at the Cavanoke Theater. Mm-hmm. And then up at Musical Fair, a beloved classic, West Side Story, also about teenagers.
Okay, enough about teenagers.
Remarkably different. But for plays about almost grown-ups, you can come downtown. The Alleyway Theater Complex has Gordon Farrell's brand new play, Navigators, on their main stage.
And then up front at the Alleyway Cabaret, it's Bright Colors and Bold Patterns.
About a man responding badly to being reunited with old friends at a wedding. And
you know, last week we mentioned your blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com, and I would advise people to go there again for a really good insight about Bright Colors and Bold Patterns.
About the script and about Ruth Draper, which is a name, if you're very interested in theater and it's a name you don't know, you might want to know that name. And then really for Almost Grown-Ups, 'Tis Pity She's a Whore, across the street at the Irish Classical Theatre Company, Andrews Theatre.
Definitely grown-ups.
Even though they don't behave like grown-ups, do they? For Theatre Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.